The original research article entitled "Exploring the Role of Galectin-9 and Artemin as Biomarkers in Long COVID with Chronic Fatigue Syndrome: Links to Inflammation and Cognitive Function" was authored by Elahi and Rezaifar et al. From the University of Alberta in Canada. It was published in the Frontiers in Immunology in September 2024. These authors propose that neurological symptoms observed in long COVID are likely due to blood-brain barrier disruption and systemic inflammation. Previous research by these authors identified elevated galectin-9 and artemin levels in long COVID patients with ME/CFS symptoms. The author's goal was to assess plasma concentrations of galectin-9 and artemin as biomarkers to differentiate long COVID patients with ME/CFS symptoms, SARS-CoV-2 recovered individuals, and healthy controls. In addition, the authors compared these plasma concentrations with those of HIV patients. The discovery cohort involved 44 long COVID patients and 24 SARS-CoV-2 recovered individuals, all vaccine naive and infected with the original Wuhan strain. The validating cohort involved 34 long COVID patients and 34 SARS-CoV-2 recovered individuals with vaccine coverage of 67.3% and 73.5% respectively, and infected with the Delta and/or Omicron variants. The authors also involved 63 HIV patients for comparison with long COVID patients, as previous research showed elevated levels of galectin-9 in this population. Finally, 25 healthy individuals, serologically negative for HIV, hepatitis C virus, and hepatitis B viruses, were enrolled as controls. Receiver operating characteristic curve analysis identified relevant cutoff values for plasma galectin-9 and artemin to differentiate long COVID patients from SARS-CoV-2 recovered individuals and controls in the discovery cohort. Plasma galectin-9 and artemin were effective biomarkers with high sensitivity and specificity in differentiating groups in the validation cohort. The elevated plasma levels of galectin-9 positively correlated with several immune and inflammation protein markers in long COVID patients. These results suggest a complex interplay between immunity, compromised gastrointestinal integrity, and metabolic pathways in long COVID. Galectin-9 levels also showed a positive correlation with cognitive failure scores, suggesting a role in cognitive impairment in long COVID patients with ME/CFS. In comparison with long COVID patients, HIV patients, who also displayed elevated galectin-9 plasma levels, presented significantly lower levels of artemin. The authors conclude that galectin-9 and/or artemin may be sensitive biomarkers to identify and stratify long COVID patients with ME/CFS. The correlations between galectin-9 inflammatory markers, immune activation, and cognitive impairment provide valuable insights for future research. These findings highlight the need for longitudinal studies involving larger cohorts.